Be with you all this morning. I appreciate what Alan was sharing about the different things that seem to be happening all around us. And the title of this message, this opening, is No More Turning Away. So when I talk about, or when I say, the turning away, what do you think about when you hear me say, the turning away? A turning away. Turning away. Turning away from what? Where is this turning away happening? How does this turning away happen? Who is involved in this turning away that seems to be happening? You see, there's a time when light can turn into darkness, and this darkness that moves in and kind of spreads, it casts a blanket, a shadow over things that are pure and right and holy. And as this happens, and we're sitting here on a little corner, trying to hold our candles to be that light amongst the spreading darkness that continues to cast this shadow, there are times when we can become unaware of the changes that could take place among us that could give us hearts of stone and could push us to living unequally yoked with the proud. To put it simply, so you can all understand, and those who can hear my voice can comprehend with whatever intellectual understanding that you may have or the way that you comprehend and what you may think, some call this process a fading away. Some call it backsliding. Alan just called it a falling away or a drifting away. The Bible, more often than not, terms it as a turning away. Proverbs 1:28-32. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and shall be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. What is this turning away? How does it happen? Who is involved in this? How can we avoid this? You see, mixing with others. Biblically speaking, if we mix, become unequally yoked, become too involved, become ingrained too much with others, causes turning away. Deuteronomy, in Moses' time, Deuteronomy 7, it talks about different nations and being mixed with these nations. It gives examples of what to do when God delivers these nations to the Israelites. When looking at the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, these are people that would cause the nation of Israel to turn away. God says, smite them, utterly destroy them, make no covenant with them, show them no mercy, neither marry them with children. Deuteronomy 7:4, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you and destroy thee, it will destroy you suddenly. But it's not just mixing with others. Not just being unequally yoked with others that could cause you to turn away. your own heart, the heart being desperately wicked, can cause you to turn away. Again in Deuteronomy, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, you shall be turned away, thy heart is turned away, and other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whereas thou passest over to Jordan to possess it. So we've seen that other people can cause you to turn away. Being mixed with other people can cause you to turn away. That even your own heart can turn you away. But what from? You're turning away. There's a turning away. It's happening. It's growing. What is it turning away from? I believe that it's turning away from the Lord. As Aidan had spoke on last week, if we look at Hebrews 12:25, it says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth. How much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven?" An example of this turning away from the Lord would be Solomon, where you have Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 11, where it says, "Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods." Solomon clave unto these in love. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Do you see what just happened there? How many are paying attention? Did you see what just happened there? This is direct opposition to the Torah of Deuteronomy 7 that we just heard, in which Solomon was under, and was under that, and it became biblical fulfillment. If we look at Deuteronomy 7 again, "Thou shalt not marry them, for they will turn thy son," speaking of thy son, "that they may serve other gods." He says, "Neither marry them." And Solomon did not heed the warnings. Now, not all of this turning away happens the same way. We're not all the same people. We don't have the same thoughts. We don't think the same thoughts. We don't have the same likes and dislikes and temptations. The devil uses different means to get us to turn away. So there are different spirits while turning us away from the Lord. Two examples to show the direct contrast in the spirits that can be caused to turn away. The one is Pilate. If we look at John 18, Jesus is brought before Pilate, and Pilate is now confronted with the Lord, and he has to determine, what am I to do with this Jesus, this Christ, this so-called King of the Jews? What am I to do with him? And after quizzing him, after judging him, in his mind, after looking him over, deciding what he wanted to do with him, he said, "What is truth? What is truth?" And then went out again from the Jews. You see, do you see the spirit there? He's saying, almost mockingly, almost half-heartedly, "What is truth?" As in, "You don't have the answer either." And then he turned away and went away. The other example, which I believe is the most known example of turning away from the Lord, I believe is the most referenced example of turning away from the Lord, is the most infamous example of turning away from the Lord, is that of the rich young ruler. If we look at Mark 10, what we have is we have a young man. Pilate did not seek Jesus. We have a young man coming before Jesus, asking Him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The eternal question, the soul-saving question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus gave him the answer that he needed to do. And it says, he was sad at the saying and went away grieved. He turned away. Jesus was brought before Pilate. He was brought and positioned before Pilate so Pilate could judge and decide what he wanted to do with him. Pilate did not want him there. He wasn't seeking him. He was too busy. He was preoccupied. He had other things going on. He did not care too much. He didn't really believe he was the king of the Jews and certainly wasn't his king. And he turned away. The rich young ruler sought Jesus. He sought to keep the law his entire life. And for the most part, except this one thing he lacked, he did it. He said, "All these have I kept since my youth." And it said of Jesus, Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Why didn't Jesus return to him and say, "Liar, hypocrite, you're full of dead men's bones, Pharisee"? It says he loved him. There was a different spirit involved. There was a longing, there was a desire, there was a wanting what Jesus had to offer, and seeing that Jesus had something that he wanted and that he could get it by doing it, that Pilate did not see. But he couldn't sell all the pearls to buy the field. Do you see it? There are warnings in the Bible from turning away from the Lord. Eight times in the book of Amos, for Damascus, for Gaza, for Tyrus, for Edom, for Ammon, for Moab, for Judah, for Israel. 8 times, "Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of and 4, I will not turn away the punishment." I will not turn away the punishment thereof for 3 transgressions in the book of Amos. Another warning, 2 Chronicles 7. "But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among the nations, and this house which is high shall be astonished to everyone that passeth by, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto the land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and lay hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Because if ye turn and forsake my statutes and my commandments..." There are numerous warnings throughout the Bible, but there are numerous promises. There are numerous promises throughout the Bible from the Lord. Jeremiah said, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me." That was Jeremiah. Ezekiel, over and over and over in Ezekiel 18. "But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live?" Shall he live when he's doing what the wicked doeth? "All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die." When the righteous turn away from his righteousness and start doing wicked. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness, when the wicked turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgression that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. In closing, Prophet Malachi, looking at the prophets, said, "My covenant is with him." I hope people can say this of me. And I hope people can say this of you. "My covenant was with him of life and peace. And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. That the law of truth was in his mouth and iniquity was not found in his lips. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." Looking at this turning away that is happening, and it's happening all around. Everywhere you turn, people that you look at, places you've come from, places you go, you will see this happening over and over. As the years goes on, you will see it more and more. Will that happen amongst us 10, 20, 30 years, 50 years? This turning away, that is continuing. But let me ask you, is this all in my head? Is it a dream? Is it a fantasy? Or can we be a different group of people where the voice of the Lord God can walk freely among us in the cool of the day, as in the garden, and there will be no more turning away? God bless.